time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Lindsay Oman. She is with Emory Caring for Kids. We just talked to Marcy last week. This week, we're going to talk with Lindsay from over in Emory County. Basically the same setup as Carbon Caring for Kids, but they do things a little differently over in Emory County than we do here in Carbon County. And we're going to talk with her about that and what she needs most from the public out there is donations. You know, it's they can handle putting the kits together, they handle the delivery, all that, but donations is always where it's at, and there's always a need for that. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, anytime. I love getting information like this out. This is a great thing that you guys do over there. So let's talk about Emory Caring for Kids and how it works and how you guys do things over there as opposed to over here in Carbon County with Carbon Caring for Kids. So how do things work in Emory County? What are you guys needing mostly?
So ours runs basically the same as Carbon. We are given a number from counselors from our schools. It's kept very private, so even I'm not actually given names of students. I'm only given how many numbers of students each school needs, and then we pack kits here in Castle Dell, and then our school counselors and I deliver each Friday to the schools, and then there is a school representative that hands out the kits, so that it's very minimum on who knows who the kids actually are. So we really like to keep it private so that the kids feel like they are able to keep that information between just a few people. And then we bag the kits on Wednesdays, deliver on Fridays. So our biggest concern this year is just the amount of donations we need, because we do have a higher number of kids. Last year, we ranged between 70 and 80 kids every week.
You're thinking that number will go up a little bit this year?
I do think it will go up this year, which means we'll need that much more food.
Okay. Now, the thing about this is it's very simple. If you're out grocery shopping, if you're in the stores, if you're seeing something, what kinds of things could people just, like, maybe grab an extra this or an extra that you guys use and put in these kits?
So most common items we use are the microwavable mac and cheese, microwavable top ramen, or the Chef Boyardee cups, oatmeal, cereal, granola bars, fruit snacks, any kind of individually wrapped snack. We also use any kind of breakfast bar, fruit cup, applesauces, anything like that we can put in the kit. We do like to keep the items specific, so we do post them on our Facebook page just so that we have a certain way we pack those kits to make sure each kit is getting certain items.
And the great thing about it is, it's one of these things, if you're out shopping and you see a deal on, you know, like the, as you said, the microwavable mac and cheese, you know, grab a couple of extra ones and take them and get them to where they need to go, because You mostly focus on things that the kids can do themselves, right? So when they're looking at things, think, okay, could a kid in grade school make this themselves? Is that kind of how you want to gauge things?
Yes, that's the best way to explain it, is we want it to be something that a kindergartner can make themselves safely.
Okay, and now the other question is, once they have all these things, what do they need to do with them? Where can they take them? Where can they drop them off so that it gets to you?
Emory County has a few drop-off spots. Magnuson Lumber in Castle Dell, Tyler Jeff Insurance in Castle Dell, Desert View Federal Credit Union in Farron and in Huntington, JN Auto and Emory Aquatic Center, and USU Extension Office at the courthouse in Castle Dell.
Okay, so there's plenty of places to drop it off, plenty of opportunities to help out and do these great things. Now, the best way is the best way to get a hold of you guys through Facebook?
Yes, you can message us on Facebook, or you can contact me directly through Facebook. It's just under Lindsay Oman.
Okay, and then Emory Caring for Kids has a separate Facebook page and everything. You can go on there, and you said you put the lists of shopping things that you guys need for the week on there?
Yes, so we post a list of everything that we use every single week, and then if we're really low on an item, we'll actually ask for that item specifically so that we make sure every week we have the items.
Perfect. All right. And then also, if people would like to donate, do like a cash donation, do you have a way to do that as well?
Yes. So we have a Venmo account, Emory Caring for Kids, and then we also can do cash donations from Eastern Utah Community Credit Union has an account set up for us that you can just take directly in there. Just let them know that you want it in the Emory County account or the Carbon County account, depending on which one you're wanting to donate to.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Lindsay Oman with Emory Caring for Kids. And if you need any information, just hop on their Facebook page and everything is right there. And you can help them out with everything and all the great things they do over there. Lindsay, thank you very, very much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I'm going to let you go, okay?
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.